you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
And welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I wanted to discuss with you guys and kind of talk about a topic that's kind of fun for me. And it's, I love experimenting and trying do-it-yourself or make-at-home natural alternatives to everyday things. And especially like when it comes to like my body and trying things on my face, and I kind of shy and get nervous when it comes to using a lot of different products on my face, especially like on my skin and things like that, just because I tend to break out. I have pretty sensitive skin. And so oftentimes when I try new things, I get really nervous, or I like that a lot of places, that you can get samples of different products before committing to things. Like, you know, when you go to different health food stores, a lot of times you can get samples of different products, whether it's foods or products that you use on your face and body or in the home. And then also at some makeup and beauty counters, you can also get samples of different products that you want to try before, or like single uses of an item. For example, like with different face masks and things like that, you can get a single sheet of the face mask. So you can try it out and test it out and see if it works for you before committing, because there's nothing worse than getting something and having like a full bottle of a product and you don't really care for it. And some places, I believe a lot of places nowadays will let you return it, as long as, I think, for example, Ulta, I believe their policy, as long as there's more than 2/3 left of the product, they will allow you to return it. So that's a pretty good deal, I think so, because you don't want to use it just once and decide if you're a little bit iffy or on the fence about a product. You know, they give you at least, you can use at least up to 1/3 of the product. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what they told me about different hair products that I've tried. So that's just something that I care about and that I like, because sometimes you need to use it more than once to see if you do truly like a product or not. But anyway, so like I said, I do enjoy using natural, or trying things at home that contain more natural ingredients, and just everyday things that I can find. Sometimes you can even find it in your garden, like when we talk about aloe. And then there are other things such as just natural based products that I like to try. And I'm like, well, why don't I just try making this at home, or try making it myself with natural products? So today I kind of wanted to share some at home recipes, or recipes that you could make at home, of products that you can use on your face to remove makeup. Now, I know that I don't wear makeup that often. I don't wear it as much. But there are a lot of times where I do enjoy it. And I enjoy wearing, my favorite, of course, is mascara and eyeliner. And so I don't think you can go wrong with a little bit of mascara and eyeliner. And especially I love filling in my brows as well. So I definitely like to use things, especially around my eye area, that I like to be very particular about products that I use around my eye area. Because one, the skin around your eye area is a lot thinner and it's a lot more sensitive than the skin on other places of your body. And you don't want to pull, stretch, or tug at it too much because you don't want it to sag through continued, just by age as we get older, but then also by continued just touching of the skin around the eye area can be very detrimental in the future. So you always want to be careful when removing eye makeup, especially, or just makeup in general. And I think my pretty much go-to regimen each morning is when I wash my face and things like that, is I never walk out of the house. I very, very rarely, even in the winter time, I really very rarely step out of the house without having sunscreen on, because I think sunscreen is very, very important to have. And so that, and like I said, mascara and eyeliner is kind of like my go-to thing. So anyways, I want to dive into some do-it-yourself, make-at-home, whatever you want to call it, makeup remover, because you don't, again, you know, a lot of us are trying to stay away from different chemicals, and depending on the sensitivity of your skin, these options can be very, very helpful. And especially if you're trying to do more of a natural based lifestyle, these are definitely some things that are more on the non-toxic and natural skincare if you're trying to make that change. So anyway, so the first one, which is probably, my ultimate and all-time favorite, which is like super easy, and this is probably the most easiest and go-to one for myself, is just using coconut oil. And they say you can use coconut oil for basically anything and everything, head to toe, all around the house, cooking, all of that. And we could do a whole show on coconut oil, but simply using coconut oil to break down the makeup that you have on your face and different oils and dirt that you have on your face, but especially on your eye area. I love it as an eye makeup remover. It's really simple. I like that it's thin. And if you've ever used coconut oil, especially like on your skin as a moisturizer or in your hair, you only need a little bit, like when it's a solid still, if it's cold and it's still a solid, and it hasn't liquefied down, even if you just use a little bit, sometimes what I'll do is I'll just get a cotton pad or a cotton ball, or you can even just use your fingertip and just kind of swipe around the top of the coconut oil. And because as it melts, it stretches. So you don't need a lot of coconut oil to start off. It does stretch as it melts just due to your body heat. And I will just rub that gently around my eyes in a circular motion. And then if I have that day on a lot of mascara or anything like that, I do kind of rub it gently, of course, but I do rub it and concentrate on my lashes to really break down the mascara that I have on. And then what I'll do is I'll kind of move to the outer areas of my eyes. And that's what I do to kind of remove the makeup. And then I wash my face like normal. Pretty simple. It's one step. It's one ingredient. It's probably my favorite because it is so simple, and because you can get those humongous jars of coconut oil that I swear lasts forever and ever and ever, because when you think that you're getting low, it just solidifies again and you realize that you have a lot going on. So that's probably my number one favorite, easy, go-to, do-it-yourself, at-home, natural, and you don't even have to do anything really. You just buy the coconut oil. So that is something that is probably my favorite, like I said. But I'm going to cut it to a break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some other alternatives, because for some of us and for some of you, you may not like coconut oil, the texture, the scent. Some people really don't enjoy the scent of coconut oil, so they don't like using it. And then also for some, and depending on how often you use coconut oil, it can cause breakouts. Just on some people, it does. It really does. I don't like using it too much on my body because I've noticed that it does, as far as like my chest area and like on my arms and other places like my back, that coconut oil does cause me to break out a little bit. So some people don't care for coconut oil. You have every right. So I'm going to give you guys a few other recipes and different concoctions, if you will, of natural ingredients that you can use for makeup remover. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I will be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today this episode is about do-it-yourself, make-at-home, natural makeup remover. So, and we... they can be as simple or as fun with the concoctions that you create to use, of different ingredients to use as makeup removers. And a lot of times, and one thing that I like about these next few ideas that I'm going to give you guys is a lot of it we already have in our houses or maybe even your backyard, depending on if you garden or things like that. It's simple things. You don't probably... for a lot of these, you don't really need to go out and get anything. So that makes it even easier. And in the long run, it can't be cheaper as well. So the next thing that I wanted to, the next idea is something that is very common. And that this is something that when I was doing my research, I did find often. So this is might be something that you've heard of before, but it is good... It's another oil based. And so it's another thing that you can probably also already find in your home. But if you're not, it's easy to get a hold of, but is using, vitamin E oil. And you have to be sure that it's 100% pure vitamin E oil, because other different types of vitamin E oil, you want to shy away from ones that have additives with it. So that's the one thing I guess that you could say could be kind of difficult, is making sure you get pure vitamin E oil. And then also, another oil to add with it. And in this particular case, you don't really want to use coconut oil. Maybe like an avocado oil might be a better idea when mixing with the vitamin E. And then of course, if you want, you can use essential oils such as lavender or carrot seed, but you want to be careful that you can, that they are safe for the eye area. Okay. Cause that's also in like the face. You just want to be careful about that. If you choose to add, essential oil just for scent and for other properties. We definitely got into essential oils a couple episodes ago. And so all of the benefits of that as well. And then basically you just mix the oils together. Pretty easy. You can do it in, I sometimes even just do it in a small little bowl or in a cup. I don't always necessarily, I know some people like to make large quantities of different do-it-yourself or make-at-home recipes, and they'll keep it in the fridge, or if it's able to just store in a dry place, like they'll create larger quantities. But a lot of times I just make enough for a single use, or maybe just that day, maybe a day or two after. I don't really do huge quantities, and that's just my choice. It's not for any particular reason. It's just what I've always done. I don't know if it's just because I like to test it out first before committing to making a huge batch of something if I'm not sure if I like it or not. But then basically you just mix the oils together, and you can use a cotton round if you would like. Some people use a washcloth. You can use whatever, base that you would like to use, whatever way that you would like to spread this product upon your face, and gentle, of course, along the eye area. But this one, you really want to be careful it doesn't seep into your eyes, just because of it can sting a little bit. And then you just want to make sure that you rub gently, of course, on your lashes, because that's probably a really big thing for me, because I hate when you wash your face and you have still just a little bit of eyeliner left or some mascara left on your lashes. So when you are washing your face and then you get like kind of like the raccoon eye effect, always bothers me. So definitely around that area as well. And this is something that can last, like if you make a larger quantity, it can store quite well. The vitamin E does store quite well. So that is definitely something if you want to make a large batch and kind of keep it under your cabinet, totally an option with this concoction. So definitely something to consider. I know that some people just use straight aloe vera. I have heard about kind of using the aloe vera gel as a makeup remover. I have tried this before. And for me personally, in my experience, because I've tried the coconut oil like I described before earlier in the show, and then I have also tried just straight aloe vera gel, and I've also tried smashing some of the fruit of the aloe vera plant and using that as a makeup remover. And I did enjoy the cooling properties of the aloe vera and like the soothing properties. It did make my skin feel, it soothed my skin, and it kind of just like refreshed my skin as well. But I don't think that it worked particularly well as far as removing a lot of makeup. I think that if you were to wash your face first and then kind of use the aloe vera gel or the the pulp of the aloe vera plant, kind of place that around your eyes, around your face and on your face, and let it sit just for that cooling side and that cooling effect, then yeah, I think that works as a really great idea. I didn't particularly like though it as a makeup remover. I still felt that my skin was still dirty. I did. And I didn't think that it helped remove a lot of my eye makeup at all. So I had to go back with coconut oil and things like that. So I'm not a fan of the aloe vera, but like I said, depending on how much makeup you wear or what type of makeup that you wear, it definitely, of course, works for someone because it's an idea that is out there and it is a tip that some people use for themselves. So definitely, and you can get aloe vera gel. You can also I just use the stalk of a plant, of an aloe vera plant that we have outside in my backyard. So that's how I got it. I just, broke off one of those the stalks or some, I don't know what they're really called, the leaves, I guess, of the aloe vera plant. And I used that myself. So not really my favorite makeup remover, but definitely a nice cooling sensation and just kind of like almost like a toner, if you will. But with that, I'm going to cut it to the last break of the episode, and when we come back, I have two other ideas for recipes to make your own makeup remover at home without all the chemicals and processes of whatever it is that we can get at a local drugstore. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today we are discussing different ways to really just simply remove makeup in a more natural and organic way. It's just something that I like playing around with and trying and experimenting, and it's kind of fun to see what concoctions do work. And because we see a lot of things on the internet, we see a lot of things on Facebook, even BuzzFeed, there's different articles in different magazines, in the newspaper, on TV. There's just all these, you know, YouTubers, they try different things. And so it's always fun to kind of experiment and see, does it really work? Like, I want to know, is it going to work for me? Is it going to work with the type of makeup that I use? Is it going to work with my everyday lifestyle and my skin type? So it's a lot of fun. And of course, with all things that you try, whether it's something that you buy from a store or something that you kind of experiment and create at home, you always want to like use a small like test area. I sometimes will do it when I'm trying a test area of a product. I try to do it in a place that if I do happen to have an allergic reaction or an adverse effect to a reaction to the product or item that I'm using, that it won't be too obvious. So I don't always right away put it all over my face, because I would hate for me to have an allergic reaction and my face swells up and it's my entire face, you know, like how tragic would that be? So I like to do it in areas that you can either A, cover up, or B, that it's not going to be front and center. So sometimes what I like to do is I'll test things on my inner arm, like my inner wrist, like my wrist area. That skin's kind of thin and more sensitive to a lot of products as well. So, and I kind of got that idea from when you go to the doctor and, well, I don't know how they do it now, but I remember when I was allergy tested, and that's kind of where they prick you, is the inside of your arm, and then you kind of wait to see if you have any reactions to any of the different pricks and the different allergies, that some the common things that people are allergic to. And then that's how you kind of know, like if you get a little raised bump or something starts getting really itchy, then that's a way to tell whether or not you're allergic to it. So that's kind of where I got that idea of trying products in that area. Or if it's something for like my body that I'm going to try, like on my legs, I'll do it around the ankle area so it's low and it can get covered up by pants and things like that, but I can still test it on my skin. Another place that my friend in college, what she would do is she would do kind of like the side of her neck, but I don't know, that's just still too obvious for me of an area, because if you have an allergic reaction to something on your neck, that's pretty out in the open. So I don't know, it's up to you to decide, and based upon, and you know your skin, and some of these products right away you can tell if you're sensitive to them because it might sting, itch, or kind of burn a little bit. So definitely when you're trying things, be aware of different sensations that you feel while using products, because that can kind of give you an early indicator. Maybe you should rinse off right away. You know, if it doesn't feel right, then take it off, rinse it off. Stop using it immediately if you feel kind of weird about it the next day, or if you do wake up and the skin in that area is, red or sensitive. Definitely some indicators that it might not be for you. And depending on how long those sensations and reactions last, you may actually need to go see a doctor. So definitely being aware of that. But lastly, the last two things that I wanted to share with you as far as different recipes to use are kind of easy. Another two easy ideas and is mixing a oil such as vitamin E oil, such as coconut oil, avocado oil. So half a cup of your favorite oil and a fourth of a cup of witch hazel. But you want to use, again, all natural and alcohol-free witch hazel. And really mixing it up and using that to wipe away your makeup. And, of course, being gentle around your eye area. But using that, and it can also double as kind of like a toner as well. I particularly don't really like using witch hazel on my own face, so this is something that I have not personally tried for myself, but I did look up a lot of reviews and a lot of research on this particular recipe, and a lot of people seem to like it, and some people like the fact that with the witch hazel, some common reviews were stating that since it does double as a toner, it's kind of like a two-for-one step. A lot of people like that, condensing the steps of using oil and a toner. So definitely, if that's not something that, you know, if you want to cut back on steps, that's definitely a way to cut corners and a way to make it easy as well. And then last but not least, another one is, and this is kind of an interesting one, is... this is something that you can definitely try, especially if you experience a lot of puffiness or if you feel that you're just your eye area or just any part of your skin is kind of like inflamed, because sometimes we get a little bit swollen or puffy and things like that. It's totally fine. It happens to all of us, and it can happen for numerous of reasons. But so you peel a whole cucumber, and that's where you get a lot of that anti-inflammatory properties, and it can help soothe acne-prone skin and just irritated skin as well. Kind of helps just calm all that down, that redness down as well. So a peeled whole cucumber, a half a cup of almond milk, and either you can use a food processor, you can use a blender, and basically blending and pureeing all of those ingredients together and using that. So this is another way to, you know, and then you basically just dip the cotton ball in there and you can rub your makeup off. Now, this is definitely something that I would suggest, of course, keeping in the fridge if you're going to make a lot of it to where you're not going to use it all that day, which definitely with this recipe, you wouldn't use it all that day unless, you know, you and your girlfriends are having a girl day and you guys are all using it. Then yeah, maybe we'll use it all, but definitely storing it in the refrigerator and using it as much and as quickly as possible, because again, with natural things, you don't want to, they don't have a long shelf life. They just don't, because they're raw and they're organic and they spoil. So, and using that to wipe your makeup away, it's definitely soothing. I know that some people also, when I was researching, let it kind of sit on their face, kind of like as a mask to cool down again, that soothing, that anti-inflammatory properties, as well as just kind of a way to cool your skin down and calm your face down as well. So kind of leaving that on as kind of like a mask a little bit as they complete the end of their day, kind of just letting it sit on their face before washing and rinsing it all off. You could also just use it after, you know, so you remove all your makeup, you can use this same recipe, you wash your face and everything, and then reapplying some on your face and using that as a mask, because, you know, you may, depending on how much makeup you use and things like that, you may not want to sit with all that gunk on your face if you have a lot of makeup mixed in now with that cucumber and almond milk mixture. So that makes sense as well. But anyway, so these are some ideas for at-home makeup remover. I still think, I mean, definitely try these different recipes. I personally am very intrigued with the cucumber and almond milk recipe, just because I feel like that would just feel so cooling and nice at the end of the day. But to me, my favorite, all-time favorite and easiest go-to is just straight-up coconut oil and a cotton ball to remove my eye makeup. But Anyway, so that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.